And that's the podcast audio and Facebook Live video. Always have to look around the camera to see the on-screen buttons. Yes, indeedly do, neighbor. Comes with a trigger warning.
This show is fucked up.
It just might be.
This show is fucked up.
All right, we do hit up the racism, transphobia, misogyny, tend to differentiate.
Politics is weird and creepy, and now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
All right, winecellarmedia.com. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. All right, morning wine cellar. Even though I have a meeting at 5:30 a.m., it's all right. It's 3:40 a.m. All right, so we're gonna figure this gosh darn thing out. All right, so what came across my old little news there? Switzerland. This is off pinknews.co.uk. Check the old decibels there. Alright, pinknews.co.uk. Switzerland has voted to make homophobic and transphobic crimes punishable with up to a three-year prison sentence. Alright. I'll title the episode for that one, and then I'll get to these on the quick and fast, and then jump right back to it. What do you think of that? Alright, so off to North Louisiana. Hashtag good cops. Trigger warning. Rape culture. Hashtag good cops again. Alright. And this is what we do, right? We don't cover the murderer cops on this program much anymore. That's just not really our deal. We're not really checking for the murder cops. We're checking for the rapist cops. They go way under the radar. And it's not just Daniel Holtzclaw by a long shot. North Louisiana policy overseer raped a teenager in East Carroll Parish. And as was reported by the Monroe News Star, his name is David Taylor Boyd, a 27-year-old individual of Lake Providence, was booked Monday, August 6th, by the Louisiana State Police with second-degree rape. David Tyler Boyd was an overseer with the Oak Grove Policy Department, the newspaper reported. The Oak Grove mayor, Adam Holland, said that David Tyler Boyd was not on duty and was outside of West Carroll Parish when the alleged incident occurred. Trying to remove the fact that he's a policy overseer from it. You peep the rhetoric. Continuing. In late July, the police, state police special victims unit received a complaint about a teenager being raped in East Carroll Parish. During an investigation, it was revealed that David Tyler Boyd had sexual intercourse with the teenager, the News Star reported, and Boyd resigned on Monday. You notice you don't see shit about an arrest or jack shit. Ha, that'll be one. I'll have to pass these notes off to Phoenix Kalita and see if we can get something comprehensive on this. All right, and a lot of folks probably... You know, there's never really a great deal of interaction on Morning Wine Cellar. It is a little early on October 5th, 2018. All right. And let's hit up one more. All right. Let me go ahead and give it a go there.
Assault his alleged victim, a San Diego woman who was visiting a friend in Las Vegas. Today, she spoke exclusively with NBC7. She agreed to show her face and use her real name to add credibility to her story.
I went to bed with my headphones in, listening to some music, and then all of a sudden I woke up and he was on top of me.
Vivian Solomon said it happened last week in Las Vegas. She was visiting a good friend whose husband is a Las Vegas police officer.
Manuel Gutierrez is now accused of felony sex assault for allegedly raping Solomon in his own home.
I am fully traumatized. And I consider myself a strong woman, and I am crumbled.
Solomon is sharing her story to empower other women to speak out if they've been raped or assaulted. She wants us to show her face and use her name. She hopes it will help erase the guilt victims sometimes feel.
Women have been shamed for being raped for hundreds of years, you know, and it's just something that happens to you and you need to get over it and move on.
Solomon is also angry about how she was treated after the alleged rape. She said the hospital staff in Las Vegas did nothing to comfort her. A rape counselor, equally unhelpful.
A girl comes in with a folder, you know, that has like a couple phone numbers on it and gives me a teddy bear and calls me an Uber. And I didn't have a hotel room. I was staying at the house where I was assaulted.
Solomon said she found another friend to stay the night with, then came right back home to San Diego. She said talking with a rape counselor on the phone just isn't helpful because rape victims need immediate face-to-face help from an experienced therapist.
Because I'm sitting here wondering if I'm losing my mind because I can't stop thinking about him. And all I want to do is stop.
While she's waiting and trying her best to cope, she wants other women to know her story.
Now feels like the time where we don't have to stay quiet anymore, you know, and I'm not going to.
Court records in Las Vegas confirm a judge found probable cause to charge Officer Gutierrez with felony sex assault. It's unclear if he's free on bond, but we've confirmed his preliminary hearing is scheduled for August 30th. Meanwhile, Las Vegas Metro Police said Gutierrez has been relieved of duty without pay until that felony sex charge is resolved. His lawyer did not return our phone calls or respond to our emails asking for comment about those criminal charges.
Relieved of duty without pay, which means he has a chance to fucking resign and get that pension check. Hey, gotta protect a rapist's money, right? And, yes, a Phoenix Collider's laptop is, $600 of not very awesome. So for folks looking at the video, I was not able to get the video up because $600 of a laptop that can't get the video up. Thank you, $600 that went into that laptop. Well spent. All right. Man, dance in the back. And notifications I'm probably getting are not notifications of folks that even know this program is happening right now. All right. And remember, Phoenix Collider is actually like it's time. We've been talking about it. Phoenix Collider going full time. And she's going to give it a shot, you know, see how much she can earn being a full time content creator. And yeah, so she put in the 2 weeks notice down at that office. And she's going to seriously give it a go, all right? And so she's going to do Wine Cellar After Dark, the sex education show. That's it, right? Wine Cellar After Dark, the sex education show. And it's going to be pretty dope. I've already done some of the production end of it. And yeah, I'm just going to produce it. I'm literally not even going to have a microphone on, all right? All right, let's dance it on over to Switzerland. All right, where the Switzerland has voted to make homophobic and transphobic crimes punishable with up to a 3-year prison sentence. All right, now the National Council voted to criminalize homophobic and transphobic acts, putting them on par with the way the country treats racism. Interesting. The council voted 118 for the for the bill and 60 against the bill to introduce a prison sentence for homophobia and transphobia, and talking specifically acts, all right? Like violent acts. I don't know if discrimination is a part of it. Let's see. However, the motion still needs to be passed by the Council of States before it can become law. the national counselor, Matthias Reinhard, who put forward a motion posted on Twitter on September 25th, quote, "National Council accepts my parliamentary initiative against homophobia and transphobia! Exclamation! A magnificent success for human rights. A final response in December to the Council of States. Hashtag LGBT." End quote. That is exactly how people in Switzerland talk. Fucking nailed it, as they say. Continuing, speaking to a Shoreless news outlet, Reinhard said, quote, "The Swiss Parliament's decision is great news because it sends the powerful message that homophobia is not an opinion. As for racism, it's a violation of the law. I tabled the motion after speaking to friends of mine who have personally been victims of verbal and physical homophobic violence. And working on this law, I found out that the Swiss case law doesn't punish either hate speech or incitement to hatred towards LGBT plus people. During the last few years, this loophole in the law has been pointed out several times at an international level." End quote. Fucking perfect impression. The vote has been praised by LGBT plus groups in the country, where equal marriage remains illegal-fied. An individual named Rene Scheg, who is the Secretary General of Pink Cross, they were interviewed with a Swiss newspaper called Le Temps. And they said, quote, "The decision of the day is an important step. It will likely bring Switzerland back to the rankings of an international association of LGBTI people, where our country currently ranks 22nd behind Estonia and Hungary." With his stage success, Matthias Reinhard said, "now want to focus on the fight for marriage for all." End quote from Rene Scheg. Some social media users have also celebrated the vote. A statement posted on Pride in London's official Twitter account, quote, "Good to see that Switzerland has strengthened the punishment for homophobia and transphobia. People who were found guilty could now get up to 3 years in prison." End quote. Another person wrote fantastic news and put up some emojis, well done Switzerland, and more emojis. And another person said, quote, "Just found out that Switzerland made homophobia and transphobia illegal. I'm so happy, and this should be the goal for all countries." All right. And that's it. Very, very, very short morning wine cellar. All right. Got to get up, move around, do stuff, right? Damn, 13 minutes. Yeah, that is quick and fast. All right, fuckos. Have a good one.